So if you will go to Ephesians chapter 1, that was the advice that I gave this lady this morning. So Father, we just thank you that we have eyes that see, ears that hear, and a heart that does perceive your love for us, the intensity of our sanctification. It's not people that are going to make us saints. It's the residence of Christ, his Son, by his Spirit living in us. And so, bear with us that Paul is an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. Notice it's by the will of God, not by the will of man. Not somebody that's giving him a job. Then he writes to the saints in Ephesus. Well, I could say to the saints in New England. The faithful in Christ Jesus. And if you don't have a circle on the in part, it might be wise to put a little tiny circle around in Christ Jesus. Because some people don't understand what it means to be in Christ Jesus. And they don't understand that they're saints. If Paul is calling the Ephesians saints, he's calling the New Englanders saints that believe and receive Christ. Then he says, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed me in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Notice again, it's in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. On Sunday, we talked about the heavenly perspective. And when we are on the top of a mountain, we can see in all directions without obstructions. That's what the heavenly realms is like. It doesn't see all the problems that are going on around us. It's an overview. When you were sharing earlier, it's the same thing. You're starting to see from God's perspective what you look like, what you act like. Instead of your own opinion, which was flawed. See, we were never brought up thinking that we were flawed. We thought what we were taught was truth, and it was to the ability of the teachers. So it's not a matter of starting to be angry with those who were teaching us, because I went through that. Blaming. Well, that didn't help. All it did is add on another pile of manure. And I had a choice. I could either use it or really put up with the stench. But understanding that he has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For many, many years, I would say, my understanding was those who were in Christ were perfect. And it's not what it means. Those that are in Christ are under construction. They're learning how to resist, which is what you shared. How to say no to the darkness that puts thoughts in our minds or that we have believed about ourselves that is not of God. So if I'm a saint and I live in New England, and I'm faithful, then I match these people here. Mm-hmm. And Paul is writing to me. He's not writing about a future down the road. He's writing to me now. Because again, these words were put on paper for the benefit of those who would read them. Not to make Paul happy. It's not a letter for other people. It's a letter to me, about me, about how God thinks about me, how he acts and reacts about me. And if I have a different opinion, which I did, I can truthfully say when I began to read this personalized, that there was corners in here that I would just be unable to swallow. It wasn't my truth. It was maybe St. Paul's truth, but it was not something I could accept. Because my experience in life was totally the opposite. So obviously, it was written for the Ephesians, not for me. So I had to get a new mindset. I had to get my mind and adjust it from God's perspective so that I could see myself and what Jesus had done on that tree was really done for me. So, here's what I would read. Praise be to the God and Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed him in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose him in himself before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Notice it's in his sight, not in my sight. In my sight, I see all the flaws. I have the opinion of all my teachers and my family who brought me up. And I agreed with their opinion of me. Some of those agreements are now being broken. Now. You see, I wish I could have done that when I was 20. But it wasn't, at that time, able to be done. But now I can do it. So there's a purpose in us growing older and gaining and then teaching the younger ones. Their situation is not hopeless. Loving them where they're at with all their difficulties and all the wrong beliefs they may have. Because I'm sure that, you know, they're going through some of the same things I went through. But God says, I'm delivering you so that you can help them get free as well. In love, he predestined me to be adopted as his son through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. It was his pleasure and his will to do this work, specifically for me. So when my thinking isn't in this order, I need to declare this because I'll be honest with you, I didn't think he was happy with me at all because my focus was on all my sins and all my weaknesses and every mistake that I had been accused of that I had agreed with. Totally false information, but I didn't think it was false. I thought it was truth. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I had to get his mind on the subject, his way of looking at it. Verse 6, to the praise of his glorious grace. Wow, without grace, without favor, I could have never made it. I wouldn't be here. While he was freely given in the one he loves. In him I have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace, not the riches of my own mental thinking or perception or feelings. Got it? Got it? Please say amen.
Amen.
All right. That he lavished on me with all wisdom and understanding. He lavished. He didn't say, oh, okay, you're going to be forgiven for two sins for this week. Next week, we'll talk about next month. And then maybe in another couple of months, you'll get a couple more corners cleaned up. Correct? Mm-hmm. 9. And he made known to me the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him I was also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purposes of his will, in order that I, who was the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him. Where's the mark? Is that the mark of the beast, or the mark of the Lord? Thank you. You're in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possessions to the praise of his glory. Just now we've gone through 14 verses. And when you decide to describe these 14 verses on your own, personalized like I've just done, there's going to be a stirring inside. Mm-hmm. For me, when I began, I can read it now and it goes right in. But there was a long, long season. It would not go in. I would get to a particular verse and my whole interior would just break down, the tears would start falling. How could he love me this much? It's not sensible. It's not logical. Blah, 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 blah. Look at my background. All the thoughts hit in every corner. That freedom that I have gained through the declaration of this word, you can have also. It's not just for me. It's for all of us. Amen?
Amen.
And so the breaking down of the old you is going to depend on what comes out of your mouth.
Amen.
I could take you to James chapter 3 and show you that the power of life and death is in
the tongue.
Yeah. And these are declarations that are only 14 verses. That's not too much. When I was sharing this with this lady this morning, she said, it's that simple? And I wanted to say, it's everything but simple. Yeah. But I didn't respond because I know she's going to learn on her own. And she's a very, let's say, maybe a religious background of some form. I'm not sure exactly what it is. I have an idea, but ideas are a dime a dozen.
A Nicodemus. A Nicodemus.
Yeah. So what's important is that she's gaining. Her declaration to me when I first went in this room this morning was how lousy she felt and how sick she felt and how she was not looking forward to the rest of the day because of all the symptoms that she was battling. And my word to her was, and she says, am I doing something wrong? Mm. I said, well, you're confessing the problem. And that's how our conversation continued. Mm-hmm. When I confess the problem, what have I got?
The problem.
And so if I confess the problem, if I confess the weakness, if I confess the disability, but if I confess his word, what am I going to get? The fruits that he's already written here. And I can tell you truthfully, you can go almost all three chapters almost word for word. There's a few corners that you're going to have to skip. But I can truly say I recited a synopsized version of what I've read to you. I would say every single day out loud for about 3 years before it was all in. Is it all in now? I think there's a few corners that weigh periodically because the enemy tries to, and my soul tries to recapture the old, okay? Because it's pushed in so deep. But what I can truthfully say is he's not done with me yet.
Amen.
And he's not done with any one of us. Amen. So if you'll be kind enough right now to put your right hand over your heart. Say, I declare to my heart,
I declare to my heart
that there's an opening.
There's an opening.
For more love than ever before.
I need to see.
And I need to comprehend. How much Jesus loves me. When he died on that cross, it was love that kept him there. It was an act of his free will. To do what Father God asked him to do. And I get the benefits. Paid for in full. Full acceptance. In a corporate body of believers. That can do all things. As he strengthens us.
I thank you that he chose me.
I thank you that he loves me. I thank you that he adopted me. It was his good pleasure. And his will.
That he would do this.
In him I have the redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins. In accordance with the riches of God's grace. And he lavished it. With all wisdom. And all understanding. And he even made known the mysteries.
Of his will.
According to his good pleasure. Which he purposed in Christ. To be put into effect. For now. Bringing all things in heaven. And on earth together.
Under one head.
Even Christ Jesus. In him I was chosen. In him I was predestined. According to the plan. Who works out everything. And in conformity. And with the purpose.
Of his will.
In order that I. Who was the first to hope in Christ. Might be the praise of his glory. And I was truly included. In the gospel of his salvation. Having believed. That I was marked in him. With a seal. The promised Holy Spirit. Who is a deposit. Guaranteeing my inheritance. Until the redemption. Of those who are God's possessions. To the praise of his glory.